Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, a beautiful day, the 19th day of September. As we go through a Wednesday program, get you ready for a little Yankee baseball tonight. Well, at least the Red Sox didn't get to celebrate last night, but the Yankees sure gave them every opportunity. After a well-pitched game early by both starters, including another top performance by Happ, he leaves down one run, no, you know, fault of his own. The Red Sox bullpen, which we talked about yesterday with Simmons, which we've talked about all summer, which is the Achilles heel of this team, do they have enough in their bullpen, especially with their setup guys, to get the job done? Cora does a bad job in that he doesn't turn Walker around, which you have to do. One of the oldest and most tried and true theories of playing baseball at Yankee Stadium is do not get beat late by left-handed power. That's why I stress left-handed power so much. You got to play away from left-handed power late at Yankee Stadium. He played into left-handed power. He didn't turn him around. He paid for it with a three-run homer from Walker, who's gotten big hits and has really become a very important cog and role player on the team. And the Yankees were able to hold on after they showed you again just how ridiculously bad their infield defense can be at times. I mean, it was absolutely comical from the catcher right through the pitcher, right through the second baseman. I mean, just really comical stuff. But they got out of it, and they get themselves a win. They'll try to make it two straight with Price against Severino. Tanaka goes tomorrow. So the Yankees would like very much. And they picked up a game because Oakland lost last night to the Angels, 9-7. So the Yankees would like to have it where that last week is not a week where they have to play really hard to get home field. Remember, those four games with Tampa will be murder in Tampa because Tampa will love to beat them. They're playing great. You know, they got a guy who's trying to win a Cy Young. They're playing better than anybody in baseball right now. They win day after day after day, and they will be very hard to beat in those games. And that last week could be tough, but right now the Yanks have at least opened a little daylight. They'll try and see if they can do more. Now, with two games left, they'll try and see if they can keep the Red Sox from celebrating here, which would be a nice thing. Price against Severino this evening. Both teams counting on both starters heavily. You get Judge back in the lineup. Gives the Yankees clearly an emotional lift, if nothing else. Yankees didn't have any offense last night, let's be honest. They did nothing with Eovaldi. And, you know, they had three hits in the game, but they did get the one thing that, you know, that makes a difference, and that is a three-run home run from Neil Walker, who will join us in about 10 minutes. So I requested him today because I think he's been a very integral part and will be down the stretch. So Yankees get that, and then they try to get Britton to close the game. And except for some really shoddy defense, he would have been able to do that rather easily. And it got a little crazy. And the next thing you know, he gets out of it with a double play, scoop by Walker, and the Yankees go on to a 3-2 win in game number one. But what you saw from both teams were things that are going to worry them. There's a lot of things worrying the Yankees. You know, is Judge going to be healthy? Is Chapman going to be healthy? Can they get Stanton back doing what he did when he was playing well this year? Can the bullpen, first of all, get anything from Chapman, which we'll start to find out in the next days? Can they, if they need to overcome, if they don't have Chapman to close day in and day out, can they be the same bullpen they hope to be? And can the Yankees figure out exactly who should play and who shouldn't play down the stretch here and into that wild card game? You know, you look at last night again, and there's every reason. And he's not doing anything that much with the bat that would tell you that he has to play. So problem number one for the Yankees is they have three guys who should all DH. That's number one. Sanchez should DH. Andujar should DH. And Stanton does DH. So that's three guys who should DH. Number two, there's no reason with his offense right now for you to think, oh, I have to play Sanchez. I have to have that bat in the lineup for the one game wild card. Because you know what? His defense is so risky that you don't have to have him in the game and actually shouldn't have him in the game. And then you have Andujar, who you're going to get out of there and put in defensive replacement. I like Bird lost the job to Voit. Walker's in the mix. I actually prefer Walker right now because he's a veteran. He can do the job over there. He can, and he is a guy who has left-handed power. And to me, the one thing the Yankees can't do is they cannot bury all of their left-handed power. That's just, you don't want a Yankee team that does that. And if they're going to sit Gaudy for McCutchen, which looks like they want to do, well, then you're leaving your left-handed power very limited if you don't put Walker at first base. So I like Walker at first base because of that. You want to get someone in there who's a veteran. You want to get someone in there who you can trust and someone who can get a big hit, and he did last night. So it was a positive there for him. Big win from that standpoint. Turned out to be a good night after a rainy day at the stadium. Again, you know, with the rain, with Jewish holidays and everything that's going on, you have to take all that into account with crowd size and everything else. Don't get too hung up on that. The bottom line is also the games, in essence, are not, you know, division title games. This is just trying to keep them from celebrating on the Yankees turf and really just setting the scene and just setting the foundation for what could be a very interesting playoff series should it happen. If the Yankees can hold up their end of the bargain. So that's where we are with that. Game number two tonight. Severino tonight, Tanaka tomorrow in game number three. Price, who we know has had plenty of times that we're not very good here in this ballpark, but we'll see. Lately he's been pitching well. Let's see how he does this evening. Let's see if there's a reason for confidence in him. But you also have to be worried about that bullpen if you're the Red Sox going down a stretch. And the Yankees show you the same issues. They don't hit. They can be shut down. Their infield defense is a problem. Their bullpen has yet to step up and be what it's supposed to be. They need to hit the home run to have any impact at all. And that's the stuff you live with this team and you've lived with now for a long time. But last night, a good night. It turned out to be one. It looked like they were going to take both hands and throw it away in the ninth inning, but they didn't. We'll get to some football stuff. Jets, of course, getting ready to take on Cleveland on the Thursday night game tomorrow night. Browns, for the want of some more accurate kicks, could have a far better record than they have right now. We know that. They've actually been competitive in their first two games. We'll see what happens in game number three for both. The Giants, the first move they make is the fullback goes. They made a change there. He gave up two sacks on Sunday. He was responsible for two of the sacks on Sunday, so they make a change there. They get a new fullback to enter into the mix. So we'll see if they make any other changes as they head towards the Houston game on Sunday. And Houston 0-2 and needing to rev up its own pass rush. We don't know if Clowney's playing. He didn't play last week. We'll see if he does there. We got a lot to get to with all that stuff. So busy show. We should have Neil Walker in a minute. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.